Blog Talk Radio. Happy, happy, happy 4th of July. Oh, my God. I am so glad that we have a day to celebrate. We had Juneteenth. Now we have the 4th of July. It's always nice to get together with family and friends, et cetera, et cetera. This is Cecilia, and welcome to this Sunday morning service. And so I'm going to turn it over to Minister Sheila shortly to pray, but I want to prepare you all for something. When she finishes praying, I will come back and I will ask you to share a few things with me. Think about some of those things that you're asking God to bless you with or have asked him to bless you with, and those things that you're asking him to give you the power and authority over in your life. So, a little participative thing, like I said, nothing you have to do, just something I'm asking. And hopefully you'll be willing to share some of those things. And I'll be taking time to, you know, type it and write it down, which you share with me if you do share. Again, Minister Sheila, if you can go ahead and pray for us on today. Minister Sheila, are you
morning,
on mute?
Good morning. Sorry about that. I'm trying to get things ready for today's celebration that we're having with our family today. But I thank God for blessing us to send another 4th of July and to bless us so we can come together to celebrate each other in the grace of God that he has blessed us with another holiday. In another way for a family to get together and show the love and the united that he has blessed us with, a blessed family that treasures and loves each other with no harm or wrongfulness to think about, but to help and to enjoy and to love each other. For each day that the Lord has blessed us to be here. God, I give honor to you who is the head of my life, who have blessed us to see, quiet, please, who have blessed us to see, excuse me, for the background noise of my grandkids. And we're here, like I say, trying to get it together, but excuse me for the noise. But God, I give honor to you that have blessed us to come together today, to give us the love, the joy, the peace of mind of knowing you, worshiping you, and learning for you, and to know that it's only because of you that we are here, that we are able to join together, that we are able to understand life and to praise and to thank you for putting us into a blessed bloodline family that know and understand that without you, without your blessings, we are not here. We are here, but we are not here without you. And Lord, I thank you for our apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Margot McCoy, Missionary Linda Handy, Tony Montgomery, excuse me, and Dr. Serena Wright. I said I'm trying to do something, I'm trying to catch my breath, but forgive me, because at least I got breath to breathe. I'm still in existence, no matter what the devil is trying to do to us, we are still here. To worship and praise and to thank him. And to Lauren Seabury, to my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my grandsons, my granddaughters, nieces, nephews, just my whole bloodline family and my worldly family. The Lord will give honor and to bless us through this government to let them know that we're here. and we are here, and we need to be as one and to be treated as one and to understand we are all God's sons and daughters, and to bless this law enforcement to let them know that we are here to be treated equally, no matter what your color is, your race, your religion, no matter what. We are all one color, one race. We're just sisters and brothers, men and women of God that he has blessed on this earth. But Lord, I thank you, and I give honor to you, and I praise your name, and I thank you for us all for being here and giving honor to all, and to let those know, no matter what you're going through, health-wise, financial-wise, on your job, in your neighborhood, in your family, or within yourself, God is the way and the only way that can bring you through any and everything. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. And like I said, I thank God for all doing. And so now I'm opening up the lines for anyone. Like I said, don't feel any pressure. It's not that you have to. I'm just giving you an opportunity to share in on the program today with a few things or some high-level things or many things, whatever you have, that you're asking God to bless you with and that you are asking him to give you the power and authority to take authority over, whether it's a blessing of a car, a home, a marriage, or power and authority over a health issue or financial issue or whatever. So opening up the lines right now for anyone that wants to share any of that. And I'm going to try to type it down as soon as you give it to me.
Good morning, Saints. This is Minister Margot. And I just asked you for your prayers today. I had a couple of difficult days. And so when I think about what I need God to bless me with, I think it to help me to have more compassion and to not be judgmental because of what I have experienced on yesterday in myself. Severe anxiety, almost like a panic attack, that something that's never happened to me before. And I realize that we need to be able to pray for others, even if we don't understand what is happening with them. We need to be able to pray and to ask God to help that individual. So I ask you to pray for me. And when I ask about blessing God, I just ask God to give me the power and the authority to have peace in the midst of everything, to have peace, the peace that he has promised us, to be able to access that peace, to hold on to it, to claim it, and to live in it. God, thank you. Thank God for you. I ask you to pray for me.
Amen. Anyone else want to share? Okay. Well, some of the things that I've been asking God for is for him to give me the, not just the boldness, but as Minister Margo was saying, the peace of knowing that when I ask him for something, that not only will he give me what I've asked him for, but he will allow me to be his vessel. You know, it's an honor to be used by God. So before we begin with our program, I'm going to go ahead and pray for those very things that Minister Margo has actually talked about. Father God, we come before you right now, repenting of sins of commission and omission, any deed, thought, or said that might not be pleasing in your sight. God, we thank you that you've given us peace that surpasses all understanding, and that you've given Minister Margot a peace that not only she can hold on to, but that she can share with others, and that she can help them to know the power of the peace of God. God, we thank you for giving her the power and the authority over everything that could physically try to hinder her, and that she needs to have the compassion in order to share it with others. And even as she prayed for that thing that would cause us to try to be judgmental or to have an anxiety attack of any kind, of panic attack, but God, help us to know that not only is fear false evidence that appears real, it's a tactic of the enemy to try to not only consume us, but to destroy us, for he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But we know that you come that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. So we thank you, God, because of your abundance, we know that the enemy will try to make us think that he's winning, and we know he's not winning. So we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise, and we ask you, God, to have your way in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray for Minister Margot. I pray for Minister Sylvia. I pray for Minister Sheila. I pray for Elder Tony and Elder Ron. I pray for Prophet Antoine. I pray for Dr. Serena Wright. I pray for Prophetess Tina, who lost her father on last week. I pray for even those that are connected to the McDaniels, for Mother McDaniel died on this week. There's been a lot of loss in this world, God, and we ask you in the name of Jesus to cause us to be united in you and for you, for your glory, in Jesus' name. So I'm going to share a couple of scriptures with you today, because I want to talk about these things of God, these things that we have, and the titles of God that are connected to these things. In Genesis 18 and 14, it says, is anything too hard for God? In Jeremiah 32, 17 and verse 27, it says, ah, Lord God, I behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. There is nothing too hard for thee. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Isaiah 46 and 10 says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasures. Job 42 and 4 says, I know that thou canst do all for everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Matthew 19 and 26 says, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And then also in Matthew 10 and 27, and Jesus looking upon them saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. And then once again in Luke 18 and 27, and he said, the things which are impossible with men are not with God. Luke 1 and 37 says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Think about that for a moment. Have a Selah. And then Matthew 6 and 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given unto you as well. Philippians 4 and 13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Mark 9 and 23 says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Oh, my goodness. Oh, these scriptures are getting me excited. Matthew 17 and 20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have the faith as the grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say to you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Luke 12:31 repeats the same thing that Matthew 6:33 said. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be added unto you. Did you hear? But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given unto you as well. Did you hear it? Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. Did you hear? Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Romans 8:28-38 says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Verse 31 says, and what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? One of the things that we have to know about these things that are may appear to be impossible to man, but they're not for God. God has given us the authority. I didn't say something for us to necessarily just keep begging him for, but I said God has given us the authority over these things that the devil has perverted, and he wants us to think that we don't have authority over. We have been given the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. We have been given power and the authority of our adoption through Christ Jesus. We have been given authority over the things that we want because he's told us we have not because we ask not. So what have we asked God for? And then when we asked him for it, did we believe? And if we did not believe him, did we go back to his word that said, God, you know, your word tells me that if I believe, I need to ask you, but God, help my thine unbelief. Because you said that if I have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, I can even tell a mountain to move, and it has to move. So if I can tell a mountain to move, then these things that the enemy has placed before me to make me think that he's greater, we have to remember he did it to Jesus. Let's go to this one series of thoughts that I want to share with you, and then I'm going to come back to some of the things that God has been really, really dealing with me about, and I really thank him for that. In Matthew 4:8-11, the devil tried to trick Jesus with the very promises of God. I mean, he tried to trick him to the point of taking the very word of God and perverting it. So if the devil tried to do that to Jesus, don't you think he's going to do it to us as well? So let's read these verses. Starting with verse 8, again the devil took him to the very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And all this is what the devil was saying to Jesus. I will give you, he said, if you bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended unto him. But did you hear what he said to him? He said, I will give you. He's going to give Jesus something? The devil is going to give Jesus something. if he bows down and worship him. When the word of God tells us what appears to be impossible to us is possible to God. And therefore, the devil can't give us anything that won't cost us something. But see, Jesus has already paid the price for us. He's already place of adoption. And so now we have to ask God for the things that we want or need. For he said, we can believe. And not only can we believe, but we have to ask him. So what have we asked him for? What have you asked? Mark 11 and 24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe ye receive them, and you shall have them. So if we're to ask God for these things, I'm not saying that the enemy won't give us things, because he will give you things. But an eternity in hell is the cost. Because if you're asking the devil for something, he wants something in return. And what does he want? He wants you to bow down and worship him. But see, when we ask God for something, we know that we worship him. For the Father seeketh to worship him. For they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so therefore, as we're asking God for these things, we have to remember that the first thing he said in Mark 11 and 24 was, when ye pray. So we need to ask God, God, teach me how to pray. God, teach me how to praise you. God, teach me how to seek you. God, teach me how to worship and adore you. God, teach me how to cherish you. God, teach me how to yield and surrender to you. God, teach me how to be a walking epistle read of man. God, teach me how to be a holy temple. God, teach me how to honor you. God, teach me how to glorify you. God, teach me how to magnify you. God, teach me how to wait on you. God, teach me how to stand. God, teach me how to preach and teach and speak your word. God, teach me how to share you and your gospel. God, teach me how to patiently wait on you. God, teach me about your loving kindness. God, teach me how to hunger and thirst after your righteousness. God, teach me how to walk in your faith. God, teach me how to yield to your Holy Spirit. God, teach me how to repent for sins of commission and omission and every deed or thought that I've had in my mind that's been contrary to your way, your will, and your word. God, teach me how to close the doors and the entry points of the enemy. God, teach me how to resist and destroy and annihilate and obliterate the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh. God, teach me that when I see pride, the pride of life coming my way, God, how I'll cover those entry points with your blood, with the blood of Jesus, with the power in the name of Jesus. God, teach me how to submit to your words of wisdom. God, teach me how to submit to your words of knowledge. God, teach me how to walk in the prophetic voice that you've already given me. God, teach me how to walk out the healing that you have declared that I shall have. God, teach me how to interpret tongues and how to walk out and how to work in various signs and miracles. God, teach me how to discern the very spirits of the enemy that would try to pervert me and cause me to walk in doubting and fearing what you've already declared and decreed that I should have. God, teach me how to tear down and how to destroy those strongholds of bondages, those strongholds of self-condemnation, those strongholds of unforgiveness. God, teach me how to loose the bounds that would try
to bind me, those same things that try to bound Lucifer. Teach me, God, how to let go any judgment, mental attitudes. God, teach me if there's any jealousy within me, how to loose it and let it go. God, teach me how to celebrate my brothers and my sisters. God, teach me how to call it out and to call those things that be not as though they were. God, teach me that whenever I see a spirit in me that's unable to apologize or to submit to you, God, that I submit it to you. I put it on the altar. God, teach me how to be the person that walks in humility, how to walk humble before you, God. Teach me how to take those things that are in my life that will cause me to walk in a doctrine that's against the very doctrine of Jesus Christ, that Antichrist spirit, to pull it down, God. For you said that you come that I would be a true worshiper, according to John 4:23-24. God, I want to be a true worshiper. God, if there's anything that's causing me to have static in my ears, that's causing me to be that person that's having stuttering, or anything that will cause me to have ringing in my ears, any type of imbalances, any type of hearing problems, any type of illiteracy in the spirit realm, God, teach me what it is so that I can pull it down and that I can cast it out in the name of Jesus, through the power and the authority of Jehovah Rapha, who healeth me. In the name of Jesus, remind me, God, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me, thou shalt condemn, for this is the very heritage of you, God. Teach me that the fear of you, God, is the beginning of knowledge. Teach me, God, that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Teach me, God, that even the spirit of heaviness, I can tell it, go in the name of Jesus. Depression, go in the name of Jesus. Anxiety, go in the name of Jesus. Inability to cope, go in the name of Jesus. Codependency, go in the name of Jesus. God, I call for the wailing women. God, I call for those elders. I call for the great physician. God, I know that there's a balm in Gilead. I know that you are a healer, God. I know that you've even reminded us that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, God, that you will heal and you will hear. For you can hear, God, and you can hear my prayer. I know the enemy lied to me and tried to make me think that you didn't hear me because of this or because of that. But your word says that not only will you hear me, but that you will heal me. And God, I thank you, for your word also reminds me that when I hear your voice, I will yield and surrender and follow the instructions of that very voice. Because I've spent time with you, God. You're teaching me how to spend time with you. You're teaching me how to fellowship with you so that no other voice will I follow. If I hear another voice, I say, that's not God. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. God has circumcised my ears. God has circumcised my heart so that I will hear him and that I will obey him. If there's any blockages, if there's any malfunctions, if there's any type of diseases, if there's any type of fibroids or tumors or cancerous deformities, if there's any type of inflammations or infections or pains or atrophies or contractures or tremors or twitches, whatever is trying to cause me not to hear you, God, I call on Jehovah Rapha to help me to surrender to you, God, so that I can take authority over every area in my life, with every fiber of my total being. And when I take this authority, it's with knowing that I'm taking it in the power and the authority of you as my Father, as my Alpha and my Omega, as my anointed one, as the God of knowledge, as the Most High God, as the everlasting God, as the God that sees and knows all, as Lord God Almighty, as the Creator, as the self-existent one, as the Lord my Creator, as the Lord my Provider, as the Lord my Banner, as the Lord my Shepherd, as the Lord my Host, as the Lord my Peace, as the Lord my Righteousness. And when I take this power and authority that you've given me through and by the power of Jesus, I understand that just as the enemy came to Jesus to try to get him to worship him and to bow down to him, that when he does it to me, it's to be expected. And why is it to be expected? Because he did it to Jesus, the Son of God, whom God said from heaven, "This is my Son, and whom I'm well pleased." When we acknowledge that we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God, we also acknowledge that if the devil tried to fool Jesus, think he gonna try to fool you? And when he does it, we must remember the promises of God are yea and amen. We must remember that God will exalt us in due season. We must remember that God is going to use us for his glory. And when he uses us, we have to remember that just like he tried to trick Jesus before he went into his full-time ministry, that's you, Minister Marco. That's you, Minister Sheila. That's you, Minister Sylvia. That's you, Dr. Serena Wright. That's you, Prophet Antoine. That's you, Pastor Troy. That's you, Reverend Lawrence. That's you, Minister Brandon. Because, see, what we forget is there's different levels of elevation that God takes us to. So when he's promoting you at that one level, the enemy's going to come to try to trick. And then when he promotes you to another level, he's back again to try to fool you. But then you're going to this other level. Even when you're at that ultimate destiny and call and promotion from God, the enemy will try to get you to say, "I did this. I. Whether it's I did something good or I did something bad, the enemy's going to remind you of all of those mistakes you made. But that's when you say, "Satan, the Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, God has already put that under the blood." He's going to come and remind you about that good thing you did, so you can walk in pride and stick your chest out and let everybody know, yes, I'm walking down and everybody sees who I am. I'm this, I'm that. But the humility of God is going to cause you to say, "God, I thank you. You could have used anybody to do this, but you used me. I'm so grateful that you used me." And I'm talking about me right now, so don't you all get upset with what I'm getting ready to say. That liar, Cecilia. That murderer, Cecilia. That adulterer, Cecilia. That whoremonger, Cecilia. That person that did so much, that unforgiver, Cecilia. That person that walked out this, whether it was an abortion or whether it was of messing with this person's significant other, because I know y'all want me to act like I've been sane all my life. I know y'all want me to act like I've never doubted God. I know y'all want me to act like I've never walked in the spirit of perversion. I know y'all want me to act like I've never been a person that was walking in jealousy. I know y'all want me to act like I've never been a person that was prideful. I know y'all want me to act like I was never a person that did this wrong or did that wrong, but guess what? I've broken all the Ten Commandments. Guess what? I've done so much wrong, but yet God has forgiven me. So when people rehearse what I've done, I rehearse that God's forgiven me. That's under the blood, too. But you slept with so-and-so. That's under the blood, too. But you lied. That's under the blood, too. But you helped. That's under the blood, too. So as the enemy reminds you about all of the things that you did wrong, that's a time for a praise break, to thank God for everything that he's brought you from. So when we talk about these things and we talk about the titles of God, we have to understand that some of these things are things that God delivered us from. And some of these things are the things that God is adding to us. That peace that surpasses all understanding, that joy unspeakable, that financial blessing, yeah, the billions and the trillions and the millions to, in order to be a charitable person so that you could give more. So these things that are being added and these things that are being taken away, they've been added and taken away by God when he's healing us as Jehovah Rapha, when he's healing us and providing for us, giving us the abundance, we can always say, God Almighty, El Shaddai, did that for me. The Anointed One, he did that for me. Jehovah Jireh, he did that for me. God, out of all of the people you could have used in that victory, Jehovah Nisi, you used me, and I thank you. God, out of all the people you could have gave the peace that surpasses all understanding, Jehovah Shalom, you gave that to me. Out of all of the people you could have used, Jehovah Shammah, over here and over there, you used me. Out of all the sins that I've done, you covered me and cleansed me with your blood, because you are the Lord our righteousness. God, I just want to thank you. Not only do I want to thank you for those things that have manifested in my past, I want to thank you for the things that are about to manifest in my future. Because out of all the people you could have used, you decided to use me. One of my family members said to me one time, you not so suchy-muchy. You ain't no Vanna White. You ain't no this and that. And when they said it to me, I said, God, why did they say that to me? I said, I've never, blah, blah, blah. And at the very point of me getting offended, God reminded me, you're the suchy-muchy through me. You were promoted and used because of me. Tell them that you thank God for using you. He could have used them, and he did use them to remind you that there's nothing in your life that has happened that God didn't do. So instead of me getting upset with the family member or offended, I actually had to thank them for reminding me the importance of staying humble. See, money can make you prideful. Yes, it can. And education can make you prideful. Yes, it can. A promotion can make you prideful. Yes, it can. A title can make you prideful. Yes, it can. A victory can make you prideful. A peace that somebody else wants that you have can make you prideful. But when we know that we know that we know that these things that we've been given and that we've been delivered from was because of the grace of God, then we remember, no matter what someone says or does, whether it's to exalt us or to try to bring us down, it's something that God can use. So if you call me a bad name, I thank God for him teaching me that he delivered me from all of that stuff, or as yet still delivering me. If you call me a good name, I thank God that he could have used anybody, but he chose to use me. So, as the prophet said, send me. Isaiah wants to be sent. Jeremiah says the fire was shut up in his bones. Jonah said, I don't want to go to those people. They're stiff-headed, stiff-necked people. They're hard-headed. They don't want to do this or that. I don't want to be put in a creature. I don't want God to have to punish me for not obeying him. So no matter what you may be feeling, know that for such a time as this, God is using you. God is promoting you. And that's why the enemy wants you to concentrate on the things you did wrong instead of the fact that God is going to use those things to make you better. How can you teach someone about a judgmental spirit because you may have had one and God may have delivered you from it? How can you teach someone about anxiety because you suffered from it and God delivered you from it? How can you teach someone about whoredom because you were a whore, Cecilia, and God delivered you from that? So for those that get offended by the verbiage that I use, God's going to deliver you too. Just like he had to deliver me in my self-righteous days when I would say, oh, she said this or he said that. But know this on today. These things that God is delivering us from and promoting us into because he wants to use us greatly. There's souls connected to you. Don't let the enemy pervert the very gift that God has given you. It's a gift from God to know that he's delivered you. Stay delivered. Minister Sheila, I turn the program back over to you. I want to take it that Minister Sheila is probably busy. So I'm going to open up the lines to anyone that would like to share on today, and I appreciate you so much.
Praise God. Praise God. I just want to thank God for that word today for the prayer. Minister Cecilia, it was just what I need, just what I needed to hear and be reminded of, as we all do, that the Lord is constantly working on us and reminding us to not be forgetful where God has brought us from, the things he has delivered us from, the things that he's forgiven us for, and to allow us to remember that he has chosen to use us. He's chosen to use us, and that makes us a target. And so I just want to thank you for reminding me that God wants us to hold up his banner and to remember that he has given us power. He has given us authority. It's through him, not through us. It's through him, not through us. And there is no thing that we cannot overcome when we do it through God's strength. Thank you so much for this word today, reminding me where God has brought me from, and to be excited about where he's taking me. God bless you, woman of God. Keep doing what you're doing for the Lord. Thank you for the word. on today. Thank you so much for the prayer. God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Apostle-elect, for the word on today, reminding us to stay humble, stay focused, and don't forget that God chose us, that God used me, that God used you. God used us as his vessel. I thank God. All I can say is, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Thank you so much for today's lesson. I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. This is Minister Sylvia.
Morning, morning. I want to thank Apostle for her words of encouragement and the lesson of today. And the remarks from Minister Margot McCoy and Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. I just want to thank God because we are here and we are blessed. And we need to thank him more than we have time for. Because no matter how much time he blessed us with life, it's still not enough time to praise and to thank him for the life that he has blessed us with. And the trials and tribulations you have brought us through. God, I say I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. As we all know, we have been through things, we have did things, we have been around things that some did not survive, but yet we have health-wise, and just everyday life. This virus going through this world, God yet has covered us, that we have not failed from this virus. But God has blessed us in more ways than we can thank him. Because, yeah, we might know other people have situations that did not make it through. But yet, the ones we have, he has brought us through. And yet, we have learned that he can pull us through anything and everything. And I just want to say I thank you and I thank you. And I thank you, and I just want to ask if there anyone else that has a testimony statement or a comment. Your time is now. Okay, I want to thank each and every one for listening today, and to have a blessed, safe day, and to thank God for each and every split second of your life, to let him know that you do thank him and love him and praise his name. And I want to ask if you can listen each and every Sunday morning, at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but Let's Talk with Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser. And on Monday nights, which is on Blog Talk and Facebook at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for Iron Sharpening Iron. This is the first Monday of this month. I believe the first Monday. Can you help me, Minister Sylvia Kaiser? Because kind of just running around here. But the first Monday night, I believe, might be, is it Dr. Tarina Wright?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Correct.
Mighty powerful woman of God with good lessons and encouragement and teaching. And on this Friday night, which is the second Friday of this month, with Blog Talk and Facebook, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I think this Friday will be Prophet Antoine Thomas or Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. They do swap over and help out each other or join together and give a powerful message of wisdom and encouragement. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for helping me out and to bring up the right ones and correct me whenever, because we can always use a correction. We don't need to have a hostile attitude after it, because we all make mistakes, but be gratified and grateful for the ones that can help you. I want you to remember our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. As I said, excuse me for halfway talking, halfway breathing, and slowing down. But we've been working around here to try to make it a blessed day, and thank the God, excuse me, who have blessed us and the family that is coming, so we can have a grateful, joyful, and happy time. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you. And remember, we are here because the Father and the Son blessed us and loved us enough to give it to us. We need to appreciate it. If there is anything else or anything need to be said, that you, time is now.
This is Cecilia. I just want to remind, excuse me, Minister Sheila, I just want to remind anyone that if you would like the book, The Last Prescription You'll Ever Need by Dr. Serena Wright, email me your email address. And if you email me your email address, I will actually gift it to you. I think it's an excellent book by Dr. Serena Wright. So Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila, please check your emails. You should have already received one. Minister Margot, please send me your email address, and I will make sure that you receive a copy of Dr. Serena Wright's book as well. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle, for the gift and the blessings that you are sending us. And I know Dr. Serena Wright will have a mighty lesson and testimony for us to read, love, appreciate, and praise and thank God for blessing her with this. I just want to say all have a safe, blessed day, and to pray for all in the neighbors out on the outside, and to all that we have a safe day, because we know the devil will break loose in each and every one that he can, and will try the ones that he know he can't, but he's still going to have some temptations out here for them. But Lord, I thank you for blessing, covering us, to let us know no matter what he do, he can go sit down somewhere else because he ain't got nothing coming. You have a blessed day, be a blessing, and have one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.